For nearly 30 years, the Irish Repertory Theatre has been presenting classic and new Irish plays. They renovated the theatre on 22nd Street last year, and theatre critic Michael Bourne reviews two shows opening the new season.
Mary Baraka observed that just as at the heart of American music are African American musicians, so too at the heart of English literature are Irish authors. Swift, Joyce, Yeats, Shaw, Beckett, Oscar Wilde. And from the 60s until his passing in 2015, playwright Brian Friel. The Irish Repertory Theatre champions Irish playwrights, and now playing is The Home Place, the last play of Brian Friel, directed by Charlotte Moore, co-founder of the Irish Rep. The Home Place offers a Chekhov-like look at the changes in 1870s Ireland, the problems of English landowners and Irish tenants, also the uprising for Irish home rule that was becoming violent. Knowing the history enables appreciating the play politically, but the impact of the play is much more personal. There's unrequited love, for starters, but also anguish and anger that erupts when an anthropologist wants to measure around the heads of the locals. Christopher Randolph plays the pedantic phrenologist, incessantly blathering at first, and then deeply angering in one of the creepiest scenes ever on a stage, as a presumptuous scientist twirls calipers around the skull of a desperately poor woman begging for pennies. Brian Friel measured people dramatically and often painfully in The Home Place. The Irish Repertory Theatre is on West 22nd Street, where in a space downstairs they're also presenting Off the Meter, On the Record, memoirs and musings of longtime New York cab driver and radio commentator John McDonough. Along with showing pics and videos of moments from his life, he talks about the frequent absurdities he's encountered in show business, in news business, in politics, and he's been an activist for the IRA, plus plenty of stories of cab riders who don't know where they're going. A dozen blocks up at the theater at 30th Street, there's another Irish play, or actually an American drama by an Irish playwright. Ferguson is what used to be called a docudrama. All the dialogue comes directly from transcripts of a testimony before the grand jury that determined whether or not to order for trial a policeman who shot and killed a black youth, Michael Brown. Actors sit around the stage, rise to play a variety of lawyers and witnesses, including Ian Campbell Dunn as Darren Wilson, the police officer, whose emotions are endlessly whirling. Is he guilty? Is he contrite? What really happened? Phelim McAleer, the playwright, does not conclude Ferguson, the play, with a verdict. What it does is dramatically present the alleged facts and legal opinions for the audience as the grand jury of Ferguson. I'm Michael Bourne.
Thank you.